Welcome back to AI Daily. I'm Sarah Chen, and I'm here with Alex Rodriguez. Today, we're wrapping up week 5 with episode 30, AI Implementation Best Practices. Alex, I keep hearing these staggering statistics. 95% of AI projects fail to deliver measurable impact. That's terrifying, honestly.
It really is, Sarah, but here's what's fascinating. It's not because the technology doesn't work. Forbes just published research showing that 70% of these failures are organizational, not technical. The patterns are incredibly predictable, which means they're also preventable.
So what are the biggest pitfalls we should be watching out for?
Let me walk you through the top 5 that MIT's September research identified. First, the shiny object syndrome. Companies jumping straight to generative AI without understanding their data foundation. They're essentially building skyscrapers on quicksand.
That connects directly to what we covered on Monday about AI strategy, right?
Exactly. Without strategy first, you get what researchers call cascade failures. Problems compound exponentially. Second major pitfall is what I call the pilot purgatory. Companies run endless pilots but never scale anything to production.
Why does that happen?
Usually because they skip the governance framework we discussed yesterday. Without clear success metrics and risk management, organizations get paralyzed by what-if scenarios. The third pitfall is underestimating the change management complexity. Remember Tuesday's episode about integration strategies.
Yes, the human factor is huge.
Absolutely. Companies think AI implementation is just a technology deployment, but it's actually a cultural transformation. Fourth pitfall, inadequate data preparation. NTT Data's September report shows that 80% of AI project time should be spent on data quality, but most companies allocate only 20%.
And the fifth pitfall?
The most costly one, ignoring ROI measurement frameworks. Companies can't prove value because they never defined what success looks like. This ties back to Wednesday's ROI measurement episode.
So how do we avoid these pitfalls? What does the 5% success group do differently?
They follow what researchers call the LEAP framework: listen, experiment, analyze, and proceed. They start with business problems, not AI solutions. They invest in enterprise-grade foundations before deploying models. And crucially, they operationalize early with small, measurable wins.
That sounds like it requires a completely different mindset.
It does. Successful companies treat AI implementation as a marathon, not a sprint. They build what I call learning loops. Continuous cycles of deployment, measurement, and refinement. The AI innovation framework research shows these companies achieve 230 times higher ROI because they focus on sustainable adoption rather than flashy demos.
This is setting up perfectly for next week. What themes should our listeners expect?
Week 6 is all about AI operations excellence. We'll dive deep into the practical mechanics of running AI in production. Monday, we'll explore AI operations in MLOps, the infrastructure that makes everything work. Tuesday focuses on AI monitoring and performance optimization. Wednesday covers scaling AI across the enterprise. Thursday brings AI team building and skill development. And Friday wraps up with AI vendor selection and partnership strategies.
That sounds incredibly practical. Any final advice for avoiding implementation pitfalls?
Remember the 3 critical success factors. Start with strategy, not technology. Invest in governance from day 1, and measure everything that matters to your business outcomes. The companies succeeding with AI aren't necessarily the most technically advanced. They're the most strategically disciplined.
Perfect. That's a wrap on week 5 of season 2. We've covered AI strategy development, ROI measurement, integration strategies, change management, governance, and today's implementation best practices. Next week, we go deep into AI operations excellence.
Thanks for joining us, everyone. Remember, AI implementation success isn't about avoiding all mistakes. It's about learning from them faster than your competition.
See you Monday for AI operations in ML Ops. Until then, keep learning, keep implementing, and keep those feedback loops tight.